We may live today in a global village, but authentically global events that unite us across borders are as rare as diamonds. For athletes and their fans, there is the quadrennial spectacle of the Olympics. For authors, publishers, and lovers of literature, the book world has the annual Frankfurt Book Fair. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. Amble around the sprawling fairgrounds of the Frankfurt Buchmesse and expect to encounter citizens of many nations, whether editors or executives, writers or readers. In 2016, they will gather to celebrate and to sell many works in many languages, though they will share a common passion and profession. The Frankfurt Book Fair is the international publishing industry's largest trade fair, with 7,100 exhibitors from more than 100 countries, attracting over 275,000 visitors and engaging 4,000 events. In attendance, among all of the 275,000 visitors, are approximately 10,000 accredited journalists. It also gathers, of course, key players from other media, including the film and games industry. With a preview of the week's event running from the 19th to the 23rd of October, Catherine Grun joins me from Frankfurt, where she is in charge of international media relations and corporate content for the book fair. Welcome to Beyond the Book, Catherine.
Hi, Chris. Thank you for inviting me on the show. I'm really glad to be here today.
Well, we look forward to sort of giving a preview for everyone of what to expect at the book fair. There is quite a great deal, of course. We mentioned 4,000 events. We're only going to mention in this podcast about a half a dozen of them. I suppose the place to start is with the guest of honor. And for the last nearly 40 years, the book fair has featured a guest of honor country to showcase its book market, its literature and culture. But this year there are really, it's a focus on a language, on the Dutch language. So the guests of honor are the Netherlands and Flanders, the province of Belgium.
That's right, Chris. We have had the guest of honor program since 1976, so that's exactly 40 years this year. And indeed, this year, it's a cultural region or a cultural area that presents itself at Frankfurt. That's Flanders and the Netherlands. And the guest of honor is always a really big focus at the Frankfurt Book Fair, and it gets a lot of public exposure. And it's not just really books that are being presented here, but it's also artists and video gamers or filmmakers. But of course, literature is at the center of it. And also a big part of the guest of honor program is the literary translation. So what really is behind this program is that the guest of honor wants to get as many literary translations of their authors into the world. And they normally establish large funds in order to achieve this. And this year, there have been 454 new publications from and about Flanders and the Netherlands, with this just a really spectacular figure.
Indeed, and an opportunity to really draw attention to the thriving culture of the Dutch language there in both Flanders and the Netherlands, relatively small and yet really powerful on the world stage.
That's true. I think with the guest of honor, one thing that I would like to add here is that virtual reality is going to be also a really integral part of the guest of honor presence. And there have been quite a few projects funded, and they will be premiering at Frankfurt that are virtual reality projects. One is a literary game that's kind of that you can live in 3D. It's called Winter from Happy Volcano and Joost Wonderkastele. And then there's also another 3D experience that's called Puzzling Poetry. And I strongly advise everybody who hears this podcast today to really check this out, because I think it's going to be amazing.
Well, I think, you know, bringing that up is a good idea, because we talk about the Frankfurt Book Fair, but the book fair is about so much more than books. And here in 2016, virtual reality is, of course, the latest big thing in technology. So it's exciting to hear that it'll be featured there at Frankfurt. Another guest of honor is an individual and a very well-known artist indeed, David Hockney. He's going to be appearing as the keynote speaker in a press conference as well, and also on a new program for Frankfurt called The Arts Plus.
Exactly. The Arts Plus, maybe I should just give a brief outlook of what that is. It's a fair and a conference that takes part for the first time at Frankfurt this year. And it's just to deal with new businesses in the creative and cultural industries. And Also with the Arts Plus, for the first time, we have quite a few cultural institutions that are part of Frankfurt, including, for instance, the Metropolitan Museum or the Modern Museum of Modern Art in New York. Also, a few of the Dutch museums are here, the Anne Frank House from Amsterdam. And at Arts Plus, we will be just looking at how to get new business models around artworks that are being also printed in 3D or that can be downloaded from the website of a museum, or there are certain artists who agree to have like multiples of their works. And this is all a fairly new area. And we would like to explore it more and really have a lot of discussions and talks around these topics. And David Hockney, as you said, Chris, is our guest of honor at the press conference. Of course, he's one of the very renowned British artists. He's 80. I think he'll turn 80 this year, next year. But he's always been somebody who's really embraced technology. He's always incorporated it into his work. He was one of the first artists in the 70s who's used Polaroids and created works of art with Polaroids. And now, since 2012, he's also incorporated iPads into his work, and he's had large works of art that were kind of drawn with the iPad. So I think he's really the right person to represent this new area, Arts Plus, the Arts Plus that we are presenting this year.
Indeed. And David Hockney has such a wonderful spirit. As you say, he really clings to traditional art, but it is always open to new technology. It's very exciting that he'll be there. And the Arts Plus program is concentrating, as you put it, on the business models that need to also come along with the new technology. But as much as the Frankfurt Book Fair is about business, it's also about expression, and freedom of expression, freedom of speech is central to some of the special events you'll be holding.
That's true, right. And of course, in Europe, I think freedom of speech and freedom to publicize is really essential right now. And the fair and also our industry is all about freedom to publish and freedom of speech. So this year, this will be very prominently at the fair. We have one stage in Frankfurt that's called, it's a German word, it's called Weltempfang. And Weltempfang is the Center for Politics, Literature and Translation here in Frankfurt. And there are quite a few events that are circle around the question that are right now very imminent in Europe, meaning the refugees, or how there are so many nationalistic tendencies in Europe, and also that a lot of artists or journalists are being imprisoned in Turkey. So these are issues that will be given panels in Frankfurt, and we will feature them very prominently.
And you know, October is also award season in the book business, in the literature business. And so we will expect to hear possibly right before the Frankfurt Book Fair the winner of the Nobel Prize for Literature this year. But we will also learn about the winner for the Man Booker Prize, which is now in the focus at the book fair as well. And of course, the Man Booker is probably the leading literary award in the English-speaking world. Tell us about the relationship that the book fair has with Man Booker.
Yeah, well, this year's Man Booker Award ceremony will be on October 25th. So that's 2 days after Frankfurt. So we have been approached by the Man Booker Prize team, and they inquired on how they could use the fair to also promote the prize, of course, and how we could cooperate. And of course, we were absolutely delighted to do this. And so we will host three events with Gabi Wood, who is the director of the Man Booker Prize Foundation, and she will also have a conversation with a Scottish author called Graham McRae-Burnett in the reading tent. He's one of the shortlisted authors. There are six shortlisted authors, and so one of them will be in Frankfurt. There will also be a conversation between Gabi Wood and Jürgen Boos, the director of the Frankfurt Book Fair. And so we totally look forward to that. And maybe another event that I should highlight here will be in the Business Club. That's our area for business deals. It's really a little secluded, and it offers a lot of comfort and services to the members. And the event that I would like to highlight is a panel discussion about how literary prices affect the entire industry, and how they can really make careers of individual authors, but how they could also shape the future of a publishing house. So, for instance, Graham McNeil's publishing house is a really small house, and I think it makes a really big effect if he was to win the Man Booker Prize.
Well, indeed. And, you know, that really matters here in the U.S. as well, because whenever a Nobel Prize winner, for example, is awarded, it's often the first thing the journalists do is to find out who has published their work in translation. And they're a very lucky publisher indeed following that.
Exactly.
Well, Catherine, we'll share with people as well some of the events that Copyright Clearance Center is bringing to the Frankfurt Book Fair. We are a premier sponsor of the Frankfurt Book Fair and have a number of programs throughout the week. On Tuesday, for example, I'll be moderating a session as part of the Markets Conference, looking at the future of copyright. On Wednesday, Carl Robinson from Ixis, our new subsidiary, will be appearing on the Publishing Perspective stage in Hall 6, talking about smart content. And then on Thursday, we have our annual Town Hall event in Hall 4.C, and we'll open with a very special one-on-one discussion interview with Vitek Trost, who is the founder of Biomed Central, as well. Then we'll follow that with a discussion looking at open access and the entrepreneurial publisher. And in wrapping up, we'll take a look at the power of content with our own CEO, Tracy Armstrong, and all of that available on our website. We hope you will check into all of that, as well as the Frankfurt Book Fair events. Really looking forward to it. October is here, and that means the Frankfurt Book Fair. Catherine Grun joined us today from the Frankfurt Book Fair. Thank you so much for being on Beyond the Book.
Thank you, Chris, for the invitation. It was my pleasure.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center with its subsidiaries RightsDirect in the Netherlands and Ixis in the United Kingdom. CCC is a global leader in content workflow, document delivery, text and data mining, and rights licensing technology. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, beyondthebook.com. Our engineer and co-producer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. I'm Christopher Keneally. Join us again soon on Beyond the Book.